From New York City, we bring you a new Dr. Christian story called The Man Who Changed His Mind, starring Jean Hersholt as Dr. Christian, and presented for your pleasure by the Cheesebro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline, and producers of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly, Vaseline Hair Tonic, and other Vaseline specialties. It's easy for a man to jump to conclusions about his personal appearance. You may take it for granted that you must give your hair a thorough dousing every morning in order to make it well-groomed. But think what happens when you douse your hair. Whether you douse with water or anything else, you get that plastered-down, slick-as-leather appearance. Believe me, dousing can't give you what you're after. It can't give you natural-looking hair. All right, you say, if dousing won't work, what will? The answer is the comb-it-in method, using Vaseline Hair Tonic. When you use Vaseline Hair Tonic, you don't douse it on. Instead, you comb it in. Just place a few drops on the comb and run the comb through your hair several times. Your hair takes on a healthy, handsome appearance. It looks its very best, and it stays that way. Vaseline Hair Tonic won't dry out your hair and leave it brittle, hard to manage. That's because it contains no drying ingredient. Actually, Vaseline Hair Tonic supplements the natural scalp oils, and this is invaluable if your scalp is dry. For your own satisfaction, for all the confidence that goes with natural-looking, neat-looking hair, give up the douse-it-on method. Instead, begin the comb-it-in method using just a few drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic every day. Get a bottle tonight. The cast of tonight's play, The Man Who Changed His Mind, features Miss Helen Clare in the role of Judy Price, the doctor's secretary. Don McLaughlin as Alec Johnson, one of our leading merchants, the owner of our largest food store. Jeannie Elkins and Warren Mills as Dottie and Dickie, the two little Johnson children. And Patsy O'Shea as their little playmate. Now, the action of the play takes place on a lovely early spring day in River's End. The little town lies quiet and peaceful in the sunshine. But from the private office of Dr. Christian comes the sound of male voices in heated argument. Judy Price, Dr. Christian's secretary, out in the reception room, can hear Alec Johnson saying,
I tell you, Dr. Christian, you can't do this to me. I won't stand for it.
I'm sorry, Alec, but the rules of the health department allow for no exceptions. Your house must be quarantined for scarlet fever and remain quarantined.
You admitted yourself that Dickie wasn't seriously ill.
Well, Dickie has a very light case, thank goodness. In fact, it's going to be very difficult to make him stay in bed and keep quiet. But it hasn't the slightest effect on the necessity for quarantine.
But it means that I can't stay in my own house, but I'll have to move to the hotel, sleep in a strange bed, eat lunch counter food.
Only for a few weeks.
A few weeks. I won't do it. I refuse.
Well, if you say things you don't mean, you may only have to eat your own words.
I won't leave home.
Well, then you'll have to stay in the house until Dickie's well again. But you can live at home and go to the store every day, Alec. Because it's a food store, it's absolutely impossible.
Very well. Very well, I'll leave. But I'll tell you one thing, Dr. Christian. I'm through with you.
Sorry to hear that. I shall miss you, Alec. Your visits are always enlightening.
You've been our family doctor for a good many years, and you've bullied us and ordered us about, and we've taken it. My wife still makes me wear overshoes all winter just because you told her some cockeyed story about my having a weak chest since I had pneumonia. But this, well, a man has a right to his opinion, and I've changed mine. Dr. Christian, you're discharged.
In that case, might I suggest you get Dr. James to come in this afternoon and see Dickie?
Oh, no. Not until this scarlet fever business is over. Dr. James is excellent, but I wouldn't trust him with a case like this. But the minute Dickie's well.
I see. Very well, Alec. I accept the discharge as of, shall we say, 6 weeks from today?
As of the moment that sign comes down. From that day forward, you and I are through. Will you remember that, Dr. Christian?
Yes, Alec. I'll remember.
Come and play now. the playhouse with Dickie. Dickie can come out now and play with us and everything. Can he even ride his automobile?
Sure.
He's all well. Dr. Christian gave him some medicine and all the sick went away. You can play in the playhouse with us, too, if you want to.
All right. We'll play what you want to, Dickie, this time. Cause you've been sick.
What do you want to do, Dickie? Shall we go swing?
No. We could play tag.
Mommy said Dickie wasn't to play running games yet. She had to go downtown, and she said I was to keep reminding him.
Did your mother leave you alone?
Oh, no. Mary's taking care of us. She's doing the dishes now.
If you play house, Dickie, we'll let you be the father.
No, I don't want to be any old father. I know. Let's play doctor.
Well, I don't know how.
I'll show you. I know all about it. Because I watched Dr. Christian all the time I was sick.
What did I do?
Well, you'll be the nurse, and I'll be the doctor, and Dot will be the little girl that's sick.
I don't want to be sick.
Of course you do. It'll be lots of fun. We'll make a bed for you right here in the playhouse and come to call on you and give you some medicine.
Well?
Let's see. I've got to have a hat and a case to carry my medicine in.
You could use Mommy's old black pocketbook for that.
Yeah, and I'll get Daddy's Sunday hat. Daddy, you get into bed right here in the playhouse. And Pat, you be taking care of her, and I'll come driving up in my automobile.
I can't go to bed. I'll break the doll's cradle if I get in it.
You'll make a bed. Now, I'll put down a blanket, and you can take the doll pillow right here in the corner.
All right. Now, cover me up.
There, now. Wait till I put on an apron so I'll look like a regular nurse. Now, we'll start.
Oh, my dear Miss Johnson, how badly you're looking this morning. Your face is all white. I feel awfully sick.
I'll go right to the telephone and call the doctor and have him come and give you some medicine.
Hello? Hello? Dr. Christian? Come quick, please, and give Miss Johnson some medicine. Yes? Yes, you'd better hurry. Goodbye.
He's coming right over.
What? Why, my goodness. He did hurry. He's driving up in front right now. Tell him I have an awful pain.
Good morning, Doctor. Miss Johnson's very sick. She's got a pain and she needs some medicine.
Oh, I've got a whole case of it right here. Get me a glass of water, nurse. Now, open your mouth wide, please. Say ah.
Ah.
Uh-huh. You've been eating too much candy, Miss Johnson.
I have not.
Well, that's no way to answer the doctor. You've been eating too much candy, Miss Johnson, and I'm going to have to give you lots of very bad-tasting medicine to make you well.
I don't want bad-tasting medicine.
Well, you've got to take it. Open your mouth now. Open wide. Hold the water, nurse. I've got a lot of bottles of medicine. I've got to mix them all up. Here. Now take this pill, and this one, and this one.
I can't take so many things.
You've got to.
I don't want to.
If you won't be a good patient, we can't play.
Well, all right. But I don't like this part.
Here.
Ugh. I don't like it. It's awful.
Now, take this kind.
No.
Listen, you're supposed to be very sick. And you can't get well with just one kind of pill. Here. Here's a pink one and a brown one and a white one.
What's that funny face for on that bottle?
Huh? Oh, that's a picture of somebody sick, I guess. Here, swallow.
That's a good girl. Here, want some more water?
No, and that's all I'm going to take, too.
Well, I'll leave some more, so if it starts to hurt you again.
Thank you, doctor.
Oh, that's all right. I got lots of them in my case.
Now, I'll tuck you in, and pull down the shades, and you take a nice nap.
You won't go away, will you?
No, we're just going outside and talk about a few cases. You'll sit in Dr. Christian's automobile. Now, you be quiet.
I don't feel awful good.
You'll be better when you wake up. Come on, Doctor.
Well, she's cured. What do we do now?
Well, maybe we can find somebody else that don't feel good.
Where do
do you suppose Dr. Christian finds out about everybody that's sick?
I don't know. Maybe if we ask him, he'd let us have some of his patients.
I bet he would. Let's go see him right now.
Well, what do we do with Dot? Take her along?
Oh, no. She's sick. She's asleep. Say, Dickie, there ought to be a sign on the playhouse. Maybe she's got something catching.
Oh, she has. It's awful catching. Nobody must go in there ever.
How'll we keep them out without a sign?
Oh, I know. We'll lock the door. That'll keep everybody out till we get back.
All right.
Hey, give me the key, Doc. There. Now nobody will catch any old germs. Come on, get in the automobile. We'll drive right up to Dr. Christian's office. Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, it's nothing to worry about, Judy. It's just a headache.
It's exhaustion and overwork and not getting any sleep and worrying about everybody in River's End.
All right. I think it's just a headache. I've taken a tablet and I'm going to lie down.
Please try to sleep. If there's anything really important, I'll call you. And if not, you rest until office hours.
All right, Judy. I'll close this door.
Now, where was I? Oh, yes. These reports.
Well, Judy.
Why, Dickie Johnson, what are you doing here?
Patty and me came to see Dr. Christian.
Where is he?
Well, he isn't here just now.
Is he in his automobile?
No, he's gone into his private office to lie down. He's got a headache.
Can't he get up?
Well, I suppose he could. But just now, he's probably asleep.
Oh, gee, we wanted to visit a doctor.
Don't you feel well?
Oh, we feel all right. We're playing doctor.
He's Dr. Johnson, and I'm Nurse Patty.
Oh, I see. And you came to call on a colleague.
A what?
You came to call on another doctor.
Oh, yeah. We got our automobile outside.
Now, don't tell me you drove all the way up here from your house in that big red roadster you got last Christmas.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've got a medicine case, too.
Have you? Yes, I see you have. What's in it? Sugar pills?
Oh, lots of things.
We got a patient, too. Awful sick patient.
Have you really? Who's that?
Doc.
Oh, Dickie's little sister. Well, I hope you two are taking good care of her.
We put her to bed in the playhouse.
Well, rest is one of the things doctors often prescribe.
Oh, I gave her some medicine, too. A lot of medicine.
Did you? Did it help her any?
Well, I guess so. We'll go back by and see.
You mean you left her in the playhouse?
Of course. She's a patient like I was when I had scarlet fever. I couldn't go out.
He didn't dare come outdoors for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Well, you probably cured Dottie so quickly she's up and out playing by now.
Oh, no. She can't get out till the doctor says so.
We locked the playhouse door.
Oh, should you have done that? She may not like it.
Oh, I'll go get her in a minute. Well, look what I got. Lots of bottles.
Goodness, you have got a medicine case. Dickie, where did you get these things?
Out of the chest in the bathroom. They're medicine.
I know they are. Dickie, you didn't give any of these to Dottie, did you?
Of course. That's what's going to make her well.
You gave her medicine out of these bottles?
Uh-huh.
Out of which ones?
Well, I don't remember exactly. This one, I guess. And this one, too.
Dickie. Oh, my heavens. Now, Dickie, you stay right here. You too, Patty. Don't you move till I get back.
Well, but hurry, because I've got to see my patient.
Dr. Christian. Dr. Christian.
Hmm? Yeah? What is
it? Dr. Christian, get up, quick.
What's the matter?
Look.
What are you doing with those, Judy?
Dr. Christian, the children, Dickie Johnson, Patty Wells, they've been playing doctor.
Yes.
And they gave Dottie Johnson some medicine.
Medicine?
Some of...
Not some of this.
Yes. All of those. Is there anything...
Where is she?
In the Johnson Playhouse.
I'll get her. Have everything ready. Start the sterilizer.
Yes.
Get a needle and syringe ready.
Right.
And a stomach pump.
Yes.
And call the parents to come as quickly as they can.
Christian. She's just taking a nap, like you made me do when I was sick.
Yes. Yes, I know, Peggy. Peggy, try to remember which of the pills you gave Dodger.
Well, I don't remember. Not exactly. But I think it was a pink one and a brown one.
Oh.
And some white ones, too.
The white ones in the little tube?
Yeah, I gave her a lot so she'd get well fast.
Dickie, the door won't open.
We locked it. Daddy's got something catching. Nobody can go in.
Oh, the key. Where's the key?
Oh, it's in my pocket somewhere. Maybe it's in this one.
Oh, hurry, Dickie, hurry.
I can't find it. I guess maybe I lost it.
Dickie, look.
Oh, maybe I left it in your office.
Shall I go see?
No, there's no time. Daddy.
She's asleep.
Stand back, children. I'm going to force the door.
What for? Oh,
we've got to get into Dottie.
Oh, don't do that. You'll break it.
I'm sorry, but...
Oh, dear, I told you. It's all splitting.
Oh, look. You spoil the playhouse.
Dottie.
See? She's all sound asleep.
Dottie. Stand out of the way, children.
Dr. Christian. Dottie looks funny. Her eyes are open, but she don't see me.
She's all limp like my rag doll.
Dr. Christian, what's the matter with her? Why are you taking her away? Are you going to fix her?
I don't know, Dickie. I don't know. Not yet. Nothing to do now but wait. I've used every antidote I know. If she reacts to the heart stimulant, there's a chance.
Oh, the poor baby.
Did you get her mother?
I phoned all over town. Mother went to Center City to do some shopping, and nobody knows where Mr. Johnson went. He left the store right after lunch. I've got the operator trying to locate him. Some schoolgirl was supposed to be taking care of the children.
Yeah. Imagine leaving on her way up medicines like that in an unlocked medicine chest.
Oh.
Her heart's just the least bit stronger.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, Dr. Christian, you're white as a sheet. You've worked so hard. And after the way Mr. Johnson treated you...
Put that other blanket over, Judy. Keep her warm.
Listen, there's someone in the office. I'll go see. Maybe it's her mother. Oh, Mr. Johnson, just a minute. I'll see if the doctor...
Miss Price, I want to see Dr. Christian at once.
Well, I don't know...
I'll listen to no excuses. I consider this an outrage, an actual outrage.
What do you mean?
I told Dr. Christian a couple of months ago that when Dickie came out of quarantine, his services to my family were at an end.
But he...
Flatly, he was fired, and I wasn't joking.
Mr. Johnson, do you mean...
I mean that I consider this afternoon's performance ridiculous and unethical.
I don't believe you know what you're talking about.
Well, I expect to find out in a hurry. I was driving past my house, and Dickie comes rushing out, screaming that Dr. Christian broke down the door of the playhouse and took Dottie away.
Well,
what does he mean? Frightening my son practically into hysterics and kidnapping my daughter? Has he gone crazy? Where is he? Where's Dottie?
She's in there.
What's she in there for? Oh, I suppose Dr. Christian's got some notion she's going to come down with scarlet fever now and's going to quarantine us again. Well, I won't have it.
Mr. Johnson, it isn't scarlet fever.
I won't. What isn't? What does he imagine it is? Oh, now, Miss Price, Dr. Christian's an alarm.
Mr. Johnson, please. It's...
What's the matter? Something happened? Is there something serious the matter with Dottie?
It seems very serious. Dr. Christian's done everything to save her.
Save her? What is it? Let me in there. I want to see her.
I suppose you can go in, but be very quiet, Mr. Johnson.
Quiet? Why? Is he... Oh, there you are, Doctor. Dr. Christian, what's this all about? Where's Dottie?
Dottie's here.
Dottie? Good heaven, what is it? Dr. Christian, what is... What's the matter with her? What ails my baby?
She's very ill, Mr. Johnson.
Ill? What does it look like, that? She's not...
I don't know yet. She had a very large dose of these.
Those? But they're all poison.
Yes.
Dr. Christian, do something. Do something.
There's nothing more to do. I've done everything.
How did it happen?
Oh, the children, playing doctor.
Oh, merciful heavens. You broke the door down to get to her.
I had to. I'm sorry.
After the way I've acted, you did all this to save my baby.
I did my best. She's stirring. Her pulse is getting stronger.
Dr. Christian, you won't let her die.
Look, she's going to open her eyes. Let her see you. Then she won't be frightened.
Daddy?
Yes, Dottie. Daddy's here.
I don't feel so good.
You'll feel better soon.
I'm being a patient. We're playing. I'm sick.
There. Don't talk. I think the crisis is past.
I mean, she'll live?
I feel sure of it. Her pulse is much better. Judy, will you keep an eye on her?
Yes, Doctor.
Come along, Alice.
Dr. Christian, can you possibly forgive a fool like me?
Maybe you weren't a fool.
No, I was a blithering idiot. Remember what you told me once about having to eat my words? Well, I'm eating them now. Dr. Christian, may I offer you a life contract as the Johnson family doctor?
Well, thank you for knowing how you feel.
I feel that you're the best physician and the finest man on the face of this earth.
Oh, now, Alec, your estimate of my virtues is slightly exaggerated.
And the curtain descends on another happy ending in River's End. Happy because of our good Dr. Christian's faculty for solving all problems. Gene Hersholt, whose sympathetic portrayal of the role of Dr. Christian has made our doctor the most popular doctor in the USA, will be here to say goodnight to you in just a moment. Turning the tables on dry scalp is easy, provided you use the right hair preparation. What you need is Vaseline Hair Tonic. When you start using it, you'll discover how tight, itchy scalp is relieved, how dandruff scales are checked, how brittle, stubborn hair becomes soft, handsome, easy to manage. There's good reason why Vaseline Hair Tonic fights dry scalp so effectively. Vaseline Hair Tonic contains absolutely nothing that can possibly dry your scalp. It actually supplements those natural oils so vital for good-looking, healthy-looking hair. Here's what to do. Each morning, comb in a few drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic. This thoroughgoing treatment relieves dry scalp, puts your hair in fine condition, makes it soft, handsome, natural looking. Get Vaseline Hair Tonic tomorrow. Generous bottles are 40 and 70 cents. Now here is our star, Gene Hersholt. Dr. Christian, I just caught a glimpse of the title of next week's play, The Doctor Has Oomph. Now, what does that mean?
Well, don't you think he has?
Has what?
Oomph. You know, what it takes.
What it takes for what?
To catch the Widow Langley.
Oh, don't remind me of that episode. I don't want to think about it.
Well, you'd better be reminded of it, because that's your story for next week.
Well, friends, by now I guess you know that when duty gives orders, even the doctor steps around. So next week we'll tell you the story of one of my very narrow escapes. I invite you all to join us again at the same hour next Wednesday evening. Until then, I'll say good night.
Remedy for Riches, just released through RKO. Watch for it at your local theater. If you're suffering the miserable discomforts of a head cold, here's what to do. Sniff a little Vaseline jelly up each nostril. It will lubricate dry nasal passages, soothe the irritation. Get relief with Vaseline jelly, only 10 cents. Andre Baruch announcing, this is the Columbia Broadcasting System.